joining us. I'll tell you, I love the fact that Fox has Thursday Night Football.
I do too. You and I agree.
It has changed the whole feel of Thursday Night Football. It's big. You got the best in the business, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman doing it, and they're going to be calling the game tonight, Eagles and Giants. And joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline is Joe Buck. Good morning, Joe.
But those guys hate the Eagles. I can't take it.
You know what the best is? So I get a text from a buddy of mine, because I'm talking about you. Oh, it's great. F Joe Buck.
Good. Your buddy's an idiot.
Brother, first of all, it's great to have you on Thursday night. I feel like the whole dynamic of Thursday Night Football has changed.
I think for some weird reason it's changed Troy and me, too. I think we're having more fun. I think we're a little bit looser. I think maybe just because we're doing Sunday games, and we were there in Philadelphia on Sunday, and then I ran home, and he ran home, and then we're, you know, both here ready to go. I think it kind of makes you go off the cuff a little more, which is good for us. It's certainly good for him, and yeah, I think Fox is all in on this thing. You know, it's a five-year deal. Nobody has to try to guess what network's covering Thursday Night Football and try to find it, and I think that's a good thing. So we love it. We're having fun, and you know, so far, so good. The games have been really fun to cover.
Yeah, it's been great. It's great to have you. You just did the Eagles, and I'm curious, what's your takeaway from this team? Obviously, everybody here is kind of surprised at the 2-3 start.
Surprised, but, you know, I said it kind of toward the end of the game. I just think they're so clearly the best team in the NFC East. It's not even really close. But they have to show it. You know, they've got the best talent. They won it all, obviously, last year, and did it with a lot of supporting players. And now the starters are back, especially the quarterback. I don't see him really struggling. I see the line struggling in front of him, and he's getting hit way too much for a guy coming off a torn ACL. But I think eventually the thing will even out, is settle down. I think the secondary's got to get more takeaways. I think the defense in general has to, and they have to be better on third down offensively and in the red zone. I mean, it's easy to say they have to go do it, but I think when you look at the teams in the division with the best team right now, at least record-wise, being 500, they're fine. They'll be there by the end of the year, and I don't know anybody that follows these teams closely that thinks really any differently.
Fox Sports Joe Buck joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's got the call tonight with Troy Aikman. Joe, you've met with Doug Peterson. You meet with coaches every week. You met with him last year on several occasions. You know how loose he was last year and how that feel was around the Eagles. You met with him last week and in preparation for this game tonight. Any difference, kind of a vibe and a feel around Doug Peterson and this Eagles team as opposed to last year?
Same guy. You know, and I think very, very confident in what he can do as a head coach and very confident in the group that he has. And I think that's what these guys really look for. You know, I think you need to have the same mentality, the same consistency. I don't care what business you're in. If the leader is calm and confident, I think that has a way of trickling down. I mean, he's not satisfied. He's not happy. He's not, you know, pleased at being under 500, but he's a breath of fresh air. You know, he's not a guy that's paranoid. A lot of these coaches will sit in a meeting and, you know, they'll barely tell you if the first string quarterback's playing that week. They don't want to share any information, and Doug's just not that way. So I don't see him changing anytime soon either. I think that's just the way he was as a backup quarterback. I think that's why he lasted as long as he did, because teams, organizations, starting quarterbacks liked having him around. And I think these guys like playing for him. And that's way more than half the battle in today's NFL.
You know, the Eagles lost Ajayi and they lost Mike Wallace, Mac Hollins, their receivers, their speed guys. Do you think they have enough weapons? And we know that Howie's working the phones. LeSean McCoy's a possibility, but do you think they really need to add a back and or a receiver?
I don't know. I don't get the sense that they have to or that they need to answer your question specifically, but you're right. I mean, Howie's been unbelievable since getting the power back, and what he's been able to do leading into seasons, in season. I mean, just getting Ajayi last year, mid-season, and you know, him being a big piece. I would be surprised if he doesn't add. I don't think it has to be Bell. I don't think it has to even be McCoy. You know, the question is, how much do you want to go all in, and how much up to the cap? And I know they got more cap space by redoing Fletcher's deal. And how much do you want to go all in? They just won last year. How much do you want to depress it and hurt yourself in years to come? Again, I think they have enough to win the division and then take their experience into the playoffs from what they got a year ago.
Joe Buck joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Joe, NFC East matchups and rivalries in football. Eagles-Giants is a great one. Your partner played in so many of these rival games in the division. You guys feel it as announcers that it's just, you know, when you got these rivalries, it's bigger than most games, and that always levels the playing field with these two teams. You know, the Eagles can't go into this game taking the Giants lightly. What's kind of the Giant perspective in your meetings with them, the, how they're approaching this football game tonight?
Well, when we talked to Shermer, he said, you know, a lot of the stuff I'm saying. Yeah, it's just that he believes in his team, and he thinks they played a really good game in Carolina on the road. They had all that Beckham stuff happen leading into that game. The team played hard. Could have, maybe you could make the case, should have won that game in Carolina. He said it, and I think it's definitely true. The division's there for anybody. I don't care if you're 1-4 right now, or 2-3, or 2-2 with your bye already having happened. This is a wide open division, so the Giants are looking at this game as opportunity. And you're right, we feel it in the booth as a play-by-play guy. You can kind of take your hands off the handlebars a little bit and let the crowd noise carry it. I think it's going to be a rain-soaked night. And when you have a rain-soaked night, you know, you could have a killer turnover here or there that, you know, doesn't mean that the best team's going to win. You just got to hang on to the football.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, the great Joe Buck with us. The weather tonight, do you like doing those games? I mean, it's going to be like serious downpours at times, particularly in the first half.
I do, but I'm protected in the booth. I don't have to worry about. I just have to protect my thinning hair getting from the car into the stadium, and then let it rain. But yeah, I like watching that stuff. I think when I'm at home, I like sitting on my couch watching a game where it looks like everybody's miserable. So yeah, it's good for us.
Joe, good television is predicated with good characters. You got a cast of characters tonight from Odell, and Eli Manning is one of the biggest names in football over the last couple of decades, or just the Manning name, if you will. You got a great cast of characters tonight that makes for great television, doesn't it?
And Lil Wayne. I mean, you've got to get Lil Wayne in there.
Do we have to?
One of the oddest interviews I've ever seen in my life was the thing that led to all the Odell Beckham stuff. You know, somebody asked me, does that have a lingering effect? I think now more than ever, these guys are kind of their own, especially the big stars, are their own individual corporations. And I think these guys can kind of compartmentalize that stuff a lot better than maybe in years past, and something that might have been fought over in a locker room behind closed doors. I think they just kind of roll on and then just keep playing their schedule. I don't think anybody was truly shocked at Beckham saying what he said.
No.
I think the media, and I'm a part of it, makes a bigger deal out of it than these players do, and they're just out there to play the game.
Hey, while we got you, Red Sox or Astros?
Well, I mean, I think the Astros are the best team, especially, you know, I mean, in baseball, period. Now, the Red Sox had a hell of a year, and, you know, we'll just see. I think you're only as good as your second, third, fourth starter, and that's where the Astros win the battle. I mean, the Red Sox have to be scared to death of what David Price has done in the past, and he's the number two starter, so if he's no
plus
good,
bullpen,
then
the
they're not going to win.
Yeah, and the Astros' bullpen's much better than Boston's bullpen too.
Well, but the Astros are so good they could literally, if they wanted to, go 1-5 with their starters, and because they don't have to, they could start shoving some of those guys down into their bullpen.
That's
so,
right.
You know, and they were just there and won it all. So they're the best team. And just we'll see how you know, we'll see how they do. Chris Sale is a great equalizer, though, and if he's phenomenal and maybe starts three times, they can get past the Houston Astros.
You give Milwaukee a shot against the Dodgers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know, whatever the number is, I'll have it by tomorrow night, but they won 11 straight or 12 straight, whatever it is. I mean, they're red hot coming into this thing, and their bullpen is like the Royals from a few years ago, where if you get through five, they can shut a game down. But getting through five is the problem for Milwaukee.
Joe Buck got the call tonight on Fox Sports. So let me ask you, you did this interview with Eddie Vedder. It's a great interview for the Let's Play 2 documentary that they put out. What was that like sitting down with a guy like Eddie Vedder? Because he's one of those bigger-than-life figures in music, but he's a huge sports fan, a huge baseball fan as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can name drop and make everybody throw up in their car right now listening to this. But he's become a really good friend of mine because he is a legit baseball fan, sports fan. So I met him years ago, actually in Philly.
In 2009, right?
They were in the World Series.
Yeah.
They were closing down the Spectrum that week.
They closed down the Spectrum.
Yep, I was at all three shows.
I ran into him in the hotel, and we connected. We both have daughters, and you know, you just realize these are just people. So I've hung out with him a bunch, and it was fun to do the interview instead of me being. I'm such a fan of his and them that I could have, you know, been in awe and a little tongue tied. But it was fun to ask him some of that stuff and to get it down on tape. He is the nicest person. I've had him in the booth at different events, and you know, the people that are support staff walk out of the stadium, whatever sport we're covering, like, that's just the nicest guy.
Genuine.
I don't know. It restores faith in some of these superstars that you see from a distance. I love the guy.
It was cool. Bradley Cooper, because that Star Is Born is freaking out, right? They're breaking all kinds of records. And he spent a week with Eddie coming up, learning how to be a front guy, the guitar, his music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he spent a week with Eddie. Bradley Cooper, of course, is a Philly
guy.
Maybe
I'm not as close to Eddie as I think.
Well, I thought you, Bradley Cooper, and Eddie would be hanging out. They're all the big guys.
No, I wouldn't qualify in that grouping. But, yeah, you can't find a better guy to teach you how to be a front guy. And I think he's a front guy. Eddie is. And has fun being that. I think that's why. But I think because he's such a nice guy, that's why they've been so successful for so long. Because they're not ready to kill each other after, you know, 30 years of being together.
Yeah, that and a couple bottles of red wine, man.
Oh, he's always got the vino flowing.
We're good. We're good to go. Some good wine. So, text from my buddy. Good stuff from Joe. I retract my F Joe Buck statement.
You're winning him over one at a time, Joe.
I still think he's an idiot.
Hey, bro, listen, good luck tonight. Kill it.
And we'll be watching.
We really appreciate it, man. We always love visiting with you.
All right, anytime. Thanks.
There he is, Joe Buck.